Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Shin Mem Vav. We are up to the very end of the Siman, which is the end of Siv Gimel. We're on page Reish Aleph on the top line. Reish Aleph is the page that follows page 400. Just to get a running start, what the Rama is telling us, if we turn back to page 400, the Rama said in the third line, Miu Asr Lahachnis Mi Iskupa L'Rishis Hayacharu Ipcha. He said, you're not allowed to carry from the Iskupa into the Rosh Hashayachid, or from the Rosh Hashayachid to the Iskupa, to Cheshin and Shem lo yeah tikra arba. Because the word, maybe the Iskupa is not considered a Rosh Hashayachid, because it does not have a roof that is 4 tefachim wide. Va'oz im eina Iskupa gavoa shalosh. Then we said, if it doesn't have 4, so then the status of the Iskupa depends. If it's less than 3 tefachim of height, so yeshal hadin shalafaneh, then it's bottled to the Rosh Hashayachid that's in front of it. Va'afilu im gavoa shalosh, and even if it is more than 3 tefachim high, me'achar shekol rishuyo shalonu heim karmelis, amrinan motza min esmino v'neyar, even though it should really have a din of a makom tour, since it opens up to a karmelis, we say motza min esmino, and it has a din of a karmelis, kamoshin isbayar, simin shin samuchay. So the Ramatol there is discussing why the Iskupa would not be a rishus hayachid, because it may not have a tikra that is 4 tefachim. And now the Ramah continues and says, v'cheinim ha-tikra rechava harbe. And so too, if the roof of the Iskupa is very wide, however, ve'ein lo mechitzos min hatzadim, but it doesn't have walls on the side. Before it had walls on the side, but the roof of the Iskupa wasn't wide enough. Here it's very wide on top, but it doesn't have mechitzos on the side. Dino k'rishus shelefaneha. Here also the Iskupa would get the same din as the rishus in front of it. And then the Ramah ends off the siman and says, "V'chein begagin shalonu." So too with our roofs, habotin lifnei habotim, that stick out in front of the houses, dinam k'rishus shelufaneim. They also get the din of the rishus that is in front of them. So says the Mishabura in Sivkat Nochavtes, "V'chein matikra ke'ein shematzui begagin shelufnei achanuyos." Like we find often by the roofs that are in front of stores, shemotzian hakoros lachutz, that the beams go outside to the store, umechapin aleim b'nesarim, they cover the beams with boards, so there is an overhang in the front of the stores. So Ramah says, in that case, even though the tikra is very wide, since it doesn't have walls on the side, it's dino k'rishus shelefaneha. Says the Mishabura Sivkat and Lamed, v'alkein asr lahachnis mimenu lifnim. Therefore, you would not be allowed to carry from under this eskupa to inside the house or the store, kevan she'en l'mechitzo, since this area in front only has a covering, it doesn't have walls on the side, so then you certainly can't carry to inside. It only has the din of a karmelis or a shesarabim. It's certainly not a rishus hayachid, so you would not be able to carry from there into the store or house with which would be a rishus hayachid. Ul'inyan lahotzi lachutz. What about taking from outside, from under that tikra that doesn't have walls, to take it outside to the rishus outside? Im hoya b'tzida karmelis mut. If the area outside of this tikra is going to be a karmelis, it's mutter, because then you're really moving from the same rishus to the same rishus. It's bottled to the karmelis in front of it, since it doesn't have walls, and therefore you can carry from under the tikra to the karmelis. However, if the area in front of this tikra is going to be a rishus harabim, you would not be allowed to carry out, because even though we said under the tikra is bottled to the rishus in front of it, it gets the same name. However, in this case, where in front of it is a rishus harabim, Rabbim, under the tikra will not be a rishus harabim. The kevan shemekora, since it is covered, yesh alea din karmelis. It would automatically get a din of a karmelis, a kanal b'simin shimem hei, sif yudalit. If you remember, we said that one of the criteria of a karmelis is the regular rules of a rishus harabim, just as covered on top. Then it changes from a rishus harabim to a karmelis. So therefore, in this case, if there's a karmelis in front of this tikra, you could carry out from under the tikra to the karmelis. That's carrying from karmelis to karmelis, which is mutter. However, if the area in front of it is a rishus harabim, you can't carry from this area under the covering, which gets a din of a karmelis, out to a rishus harabim. And that's in addition to what we said, that you can't carry from under the tikra into the bayis, because again, the bayis or the chonos would be a rishus hayachid, and under the tikra is really bottled to the rishus that's in front of it. Specifically, it would have a din of a karmelis. Then the Rama told us, so too, with our roofs that stick out in front of the houses, they have the same din as the rishus in front of them. So says the Mishabura in Sekot and Lamed Aleph, Kosav Ataz, Ataz writes, Bekan Mavur HaSofek Shemistapkin Bo Harbe Anoshim. From here, we get clarity in the suffix that many people have. In a situation where you have a house, and in front of it, towards the street, there is a roof with an overhang going outward towards the street. So you have this overhang, this canopy that sticks out beyond the house. So madinam, people have a suffix of what's the din. In is one allowed to carry from inside his house to outside of that overhang that sticks out beyond the house or not? Vaharbe toim lomar, many mistakenly say tikra habolet la ruchov, that this covering that sticks out towards the street, yorid v'sosem, we view it as if it drops down in all directions, and we view it as if there are walls on all sides, as if they go all the way down to the ground, and therefore it's mutter to carry out. You're going from the house, which is a Rosh Hashayachid, to this area where they consider a Rosh Hashayachid because they view it as yorid v'sosem. Umikan mashmu lehedya de derech shatachas hagah kurashush lefaneihem. However, over here in the Ramah, it's very clear that the roof that's overhanging in front of the house gets the din of the rishus in front of it. It's not a rishus ayachid. Ayin sham. V'chein kasu kol ha'achronim, and so to write all the achronim umati kunam. So what is the eitzah? How do we fix this up? People think that just because you have an overhang in front of the house, we view it as if it's yored the sosim, and carrying from the house to under that overhang would be carrying from rishus ayachid to rishus ayachid. But we see over here from the Ramah, it's not true. This overhang in front of the houses, that's going to be considered bottle to the rishus that's in front of it, and therefore if it leads to a carmelis, as a din of a carmelis, you would not be allowed to carry from the house to the carmelis. So what can one do if he wants to be able to carry from his house out to under the overhang in front of the house towards the street? So says the Mishabura, Shem yesh leblitas hagag amudim letzad harachov. If this overhang, this thing, this canopy that's sticking out from the house has beams that are standing on the street side. Now if you look at picture in note number 25, you see the two amudim that are away from the house. So if there are amudim, pillars that are on the other end of the overhang, so yamid mechuvin kenegdam gam kanim l'sarabatim. So then you should place two additional amudim up against the house that are across from them. Like in the picture over there, the amudim are the ones that are there already further away from the house. So when it says a kona and a kona, so place other amudim, or other reeds that are across from those existing amudim towards the house, and now you have basically amudim on the four corners. V'yiel ha'gag shaleim din tzuras ha'pesach, and then the roof that's on top will have a din of a tzuras ha'pesach, because you have a kona on both sides, in all directions, on all four corners, you have it, so we can view this as besides the house on one side, you have a Tzuras HaPesach on the other three sides. V'nimtza shi'esh Tzuras HaPesach mikol ha'shloshet tzadim. So it turns out that besides the house on one side, you have a Tzuras HaPesach now on the other side, because you have beams under all four corners. V'im heim shal batim rabim sha'umdim zeitzel zeh. If it's not just one house, but it's a row of attached houses with one big overhang, and there's two amudim on the two extreme ends, so ein tzarech lasos l'chol bayis u'bayis. You would not have to put other pillars down for each and every house. Elo yase tikun ze b'shnei botim sha'umdim basof mikotze mize u'mikotze mize. So you have a row of five houses, so by house number one, you put one beam across from the beam that's away from the house, put one beam next to the house, and by house number five, on the other extreme of the structure, so you'll put one beam by the house across from the beam that's away from the house. And then you have the same thing, you have the four beams, and we'll view it as four large Tzuras HaPesachs. Ach, Tzorech La'arov Eruvei Chatzeros, but very important, even though you're making a Tzuras HaPesach on all sides, and you're joining together these different homes that are attached to each other, but L'maisa, to be able to use that area, you would have to make an area of Chatzeros, which is joining together on the bread, as we'll get to later. V'oz mutter l'hachnesu l'hotzi min abotim l'tachas agagin v'chein l'hepech. Once you have the Tzuras HaPesachs on all sides, so it's enclosed, and we view it as one Rishus, then you have the Eruv, then you'll be allowed to carry freely from each of the houses to under the overhang and back to the houses. U'b'chol gavni asur lahotzi u'lahachnis min rishus harabim tachas hagagin v'chein lehepach. But in all cases, it would be asur to carry out or in from the rishus harabim to under this overhang, And so too, from under the overhang to the Rosh Hasharabim. V'hainu k'shoya rochav ablita arba tfachim. That's only assuming that this overhang is at least 4 tfachim. Da'oz yesh al shetel shetateh shem karmelis. Because then, under the overhang, if it's at least 4 tfachim, it will get it into a karmelis, and you'll be carrying from Rosh Hasharabim to a karmelis, or from a karmelis to Rosh Hasharabim, and that would not be allowed. V'ayin b'chay odom klaun un gimel sif yodal mashakosav od le'inyan ha-genkes. Hasmuchim lebotei ha-ushbiza v'hagag nishan al-hamudim. So the Mishabura ends the siman and says, look in the Chayodim, where he discusses more about the genkis, which the Targum says is the mirposos, the porches that are close to the guest houses, and the roofs over there are leaning on the pillars. So look in the Chayodim for more of a discussion of that. Let's just read one biraloch over here, and that is the Vamaska v'chein gagin shalonu, this last case, our roofs that stick out from before the houses. We said in the Ramah they get a din of the Rishush Lefnehim. Kosav HaGra, the Gra writes, the begagin shalonu shehem b'shupotin. Even though the Ramah says v'chein begagin shalonu, the Gra takes it one step further and says when it comes to our roofs for real, that they're not flat roofs, but rather we have slanty roofs, afilu yesh mechitzas min hatzdodim. Even if you have two walls on the side, gam kein lo mahani sheim mutter lachnis misham lifnim, v'afilu mamechitzas rechavos arba. Even if you have the walls that are width of four, and there's a roof overhang on top, you're still not going to be able to carry it from there to the house. The ein omrim pitikra yorid v'sosim, kevin shem mishupa. Because the only way you'd be able to say that it gets the din of Rosh Sayachad is you have the two walls on the side, and we say pitikra yorid v'sosim on the third side where the roof ends. However, in this case, by our gagin where the roof is on a slant, you do not say pitikra yorid v'sosim when it is on a slope. K'mavur b'simin shin samach alas abezal, we'll see later. In Simon Shin Samach Aleph, Im Kain Ein Kan El Shalosh Mechitzas Avi Karmelis. And if so, all you have is the wall of the house, the two side walls. You only have three walls, and that gets the din of a Karmelis. And then Avada, you can't carry from there to the house, or from the house to there. V'ayim B'Simon Shin Samach Aleph Hanal Mashak Asad Nusham. Look over there, Mitzvah Shem. We'll see Simon Shin Samach Aleph, and what's discussed over there. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem next time with Simon Shin Mem Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.